With the Farm and Ranch Report, I'm Rick Worthington. The EPA has released a new risk assessment of chlorpyrifos, but critics of the agency say there's already enough strong evidence that the commonly used pesticide is harmful to children, and they're calling for a federal ban. This is the third federal assessment of this particular chemical. It was first used back in the 1950s. Senior scientist at the Center for Biological Diversity, Nathan Dooley, says there were plans to ban this pesticide back in 2016.
Then a new administration came in, and that decision was reversed. This has been tied up in the courts for a number of years now. I believe the Ninth Circuit Court decided to basically give the EPA an ultimatum and say, you know, you need to decide whether you're going to ban this or not. The EPA said, we're not going to ban it. We're going to study it some more.
Well, farmers have been known to use the pesticide on a variety of crops, from wheat and sugar beets to vegetables and fruits. Donnelly, though, points out traces can be found on supermarket produce, and he claims that can be especially risky for pregnant women.
Pass through the placenta, so it is found in umbilical cord samples, and it can reach the uterus. And so there's a big issue with pregnant women, you know, eating food that contains traces of chlorpyrifos and that reaching the fetus.
The Farm Bureau Federation says it's an important pest management tool, and the EPA is slated to issue its proposal in October. I'm Rick Worthington. For more information, head to aginfo.net.